Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
I want you to want me.
Okay, happy Friday, Radio St. Petersburg. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
And we want you to want us. Sorry.
Oh, hey. You guys are cute.
Holy cute.
That was a little cheesy.
I'm sorry. I had to do it.
Well, it is just after 6 o'clock.
On Friday.
Today is what? The 8th of April.
Yes.
I don't know where everybody listens from, but I know one thing, that right here in Florida, where we are, the weather has been beautiful.
Yes,
beautiful.
It has.
You can't ask for better spring weather than what we're having right now.
Right.
And pretty much all week.
Well, except for the tornadoes yesterday.
That was a couple days ago.
Was that?
I think it was a couple days ago.
Anyway, bump in the road.
That was yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah. Because I almost got killed on my way to work.
Oh, all right. Sorry, Ty.
All right. Well, listen, I hope everybody is in a happy hour mood. If you're not.
You know it.
I know we are.
We are.
If you're not, kick your shoes off, take your pants off, get yourself a cold drink, and join us for the next couple of hours. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. We don't really have a script or anything. We're just going to wing it.
And we would prefer if you kept your pants on.
Yeah, please.
Just saying.
Why did I say that? That's creepy.
Oh, no. You said it.
Do you got your pants on?
I do right now.
For now.
I might not later.
Yeah, that was a risky check.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Look at you, brave Ty.
Well, before we get any farther, let me go ahead and introduce everybody in the studio. At the opposite end of the table from me is my raven-haired little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yeah. That's me.
That's you.
It's blue.
What's your shirt say over there? What is
it? It's a Cheech and Chong up in smoke.
Okay.
It's them hanging out of their
car. I've seen that one.
The smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice retro shirt.
Yeah. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's the one.
hey, man. How am I driving, man?
Yeah.
Dude, I think you're parked. Anyway, to Hannah's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
And to her right is my boy, Ty Ginn.
What's up?
And what about Ty's shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Death
Ty's
metal.
Is cute. It's pink. Ty's shirt is
pink.
It's pink
with
rainbows.
A rainbow. And
I think little sparkles.
Death metal.
Yes.
Very nice. And I am Mark, and I will be your host for this evening's festivities.
Oh, see, I thought we were going to change his name to Pissing.
Oh, Pissing, or Richard Parker.
No, Pissing.
Pissing, yeah, because he's pissing all over the place.
I think we'll just call you Pie tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Where do we want to start?
Because you're being irrational.
I am a little irrational.
A little irrational number over there.
You know,
some preparation H.
Our clock didn't even start. So God only knows how far in we are.
Okay.
You have a clock over there, right? We're 6 minutes in?
Just about.
I wonder why my clock didn't start.
I don't know. User
error.
Doesn't
matter.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's go ahead and talk about sports. We'll get that out of the way. This Good is the news. Time of year, and it looks like our Tampa Bay Lightning.
Who
Lightning.
Are they?
The
what?
Hockey team.
Who are those what? People with the ice and the yeah. sticks?
Well, you can tell that we are big hockey fans.
Yeah. Ice stick game.
Ice stick beat 'em up game.
Just like last year, I'm not a hockey fan, but last year they went to the playoffs. As a matter of fact, went all the way to the finals.
Yes.
So now the Bolts are actually in the playoffs. And I guess they start off, I think, next week.
Actually, they secured home ice advantage.
Right. And I think they have one more regular season game in Canada, and then they come back, and then they start the playoff series.
Okay. Now, something that I thought was interesting mm-hmm. on ice hockey, and like you said, we don't watch it.
Right.
But coming down to the playoffs, I didn't realize how a hockey team makes the playoffs.
Right.
And you explained it to me.
Well, I explained it to you the best I could, because I'm not even sure I completely understand it, but I know
it has something to do
about winning and losing records, but it also has to do with the number of points you've scored throughout the season.
All season.
Well, that's complicated.
That's
a
factor.
If you're a bubble team, or let's say you have a tied record with another team in your conference, but you've scored more points, then you get like the home ice advantage or something like that.
Something. Anyway, yeah. I thought it was interesting mm-hmm. that it wasn't just strictly wins and losses.
Yeah. Well, they never covered that in the Mighty Ducks, so
yeah, right.
That's beyond me.
Exactly. Right.
I did see an article in the paper this week that I don't know if you remember last year, that there was this whole thing about who the Lightning would sell their tickets to, and basically they wouldn't sell them to anybody that was rooting for the other team.
Right, you couldn't wear their colors
or anything
or
in the stadium.
Any of their emblems in the lower seats.
Yeah,
or
I thought that was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
I mean, everybody, look, if your team is in the playoffs, regardless of what stadium they're playing in, you should be able to support your team.
Yeah. Right.
And that's kind of a jerk move, I think, by the mm-hmm. Lightning. That they're going to say, oh, no, you can't come in here and root for your boys.
Not even coming in.
You
yeah.
know. But anyway, apparently they have done away with that this year.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah. It's about time.
So I guess they're going to sell tickets to everybody and their grandmothers.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And you can wear whatever you want.
Right. We never did get our Lightning t-shirts last year.
No, we didn't.
I wonder now if it's too late now that they're in the playoffs.
Now might be the time to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We
waited too long last year.
Yes, we waited way too long last year. Mm-hmm. So I will be on the lookout for some Lightning t-shirts. And it's not that I dislike the sport. We watched quite a few.
Last year. Yeah.
And it is. It's very exciting. And especially with the playoffs, we'll watch again.
I wish I could remember that announcer's name. That guy was fantastic. He did all of the playoff games. I mean, that was the fastest talking dude I have ever heard.
Absolutely. He was great. I don't know. I like hockey.
Yeah.
Well, I do like hockey.
It's okay. It's hard for me to watch, but, you know.
A lot of things are hard for you to watch.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially with my diminished eyesight.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That comes with age, Ty.
Yeah, I guess.
It's going to happen to you.
Yeah. Eventually.
Let's see. Our Tampa Bay Rays, they're off to an okay start. They're basically 2-2. They just finished a series, their very first series of the season with the Toronto Blue Jays, and they split 2-2. And let's see, they were off last night, but they start tonight in Baltimore against the Orioles.
Okay.
So let's see, that's 4 games down. That would be 158 to go.
To go.
158 to go. So anyway,
it's one way to look at the season, mm-hmm. and that's not including playoffs,
right.
of course.
Yeah. And then also, when was it? Monday night was the NCAA championship game.
Gosh, was that just Monday?
Yeah, that was Villanova versus North Carolina. And, of course, Villanova beat North Carolina 77-74 in a buzzer beater, last-second shot, last-second three-pointer to win the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, every Disney film, mm-hmm. you know, dream come true.
Right, yeah.
You know, tick, tick, shoot, swoosh. Yeah.
I had picked in my bracket, I had picked North Carolina to go the whole way. That didn't work out.
No, it didn't.
I could kind of tell by watching some of the games, you know, leading up to it, that Villanova was the more aggressive team. They looked like they were a lot more hungry than North Carolina.
And they played their hearts out.
They sure
did. They really did.
What a tight game. I mean, from the very beginning.
Yes.
I mean, it was neck and neck. I mean, just
I had to go to bed. It was too stressful. It was exactly. I was going to stay up and watch, and it was like, oh, I can't take this. I have to go to bed.
Take it. Okay. Because my time is screwed up, where are we on time?
12 minutes.
12 minutes. Do we want to go ahead and take a break?
Yes.
All right. We'll take a break, and I guess we should do our beer tasting.
Yeah.
Yes. Do that when we come back? Okay. Absolutely. It's time for a beer. It's Friday.
Yes,
happy
absolutely.
Hour.
You guys are stressing me out.
Okay. All right. Well, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will do our weekly beer tasting.
Sweet. See ya.
Drink beer, but when I do, it's on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Dad makes me do it.
I'm a beer drinker, baby, yeah! I'm a beer drinker, baby, yeah! I drink beer all night long. Listen to my drinking song. I'm a beer drinker, baby, yeah!
Okay, everybody, we are back, and I drink beer.
I'm ready for beer.
Hey, the song that we just played, we obviously just played the beer drinking song.
Right.
But before that, we played Honky Tonk Women by the Rolling Stones.
Yes.
We started off the show with I Want You to Want Me by, who are they?
Who are you?
I
just went blank.
Cheap Trick.
Yes.
Cheap Trick, I'm sorry. I just completely went blank. As a matter of fact, Cheap Trick tonight is going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
It's the 31st Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it takes place at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. I thought they did that out in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Where is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Isn't it in Columbus, Ohio or something?
Something weird.
It's in Ohio, isn't it?
I think so. Sure I thought it was.
I wonder why they do it in, you'd think they would do it there instead of in Brooklyn. And then apparently, if you want to watch it, you can see it aired April 30th on HBO.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. This year's inductees are Cheap Trick, Chicago, Deep Purple, Steve Miller, NWA, and Burt Burns. Ty, what does NWA stand for?
Uh-huh.
Don't you say that.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Almost tricked. Anyway.
In with attitude.
Right. Congratulations to all those that are being inducted.
Yes.
So let me see something else.
Congratulations.
Also, you know, Steve Miller is also being... Oh, I did. I said Steve Miller.
Yes, Steve Miller.
All right.
I love Steve Miller.
I do, too.
Classic.
Of everybody on this list, he'd probably be my favorite one. I mean, I like Cheap Trick. You know one of the things about Cheap Trick? Think back of when you were in high school. Is there a song that reminds you of high school? A certain song that every time you hear it, you're like, oh, man, that takes me right back to high school.
Yeah, a few.
Well, yeah, a few.
Name one. What one of yours, Ty?
Probably Keys Be Nights from Streetlight Manifesto.
Keys Be Nights. Okay. I think we played one of those songs on the show one time. Yeah, I think, I'd like that one.
Yeah. I think you said it had a lot of horns.
Yeah. Steph, what about you? What song takes you back?
I'm trying to think. The Cars, anything by The Cars always takes me straight back, because that was the first concert I ever went to, was The Cars.
Hannah?
Do you even remember that far back?
She's barely out of high school.
Probably like Sublime and
Sublime?
Stuff.
Sublime?
Yeah.
Well, for me, anytime I hear I Want You to Want Me by Cheap Trick or Take the Long Way Home by Supertramp.
Right.
Either one of those songs takes me right back to high school.
Because you're a Supertramp.
I can remember driving around. Yeah. I can remember driving around, you know, going to or from the football game or whatever we were doing, a car full of us, up to no good, and Supertramp song would come on, you know, Take the Long Way Home, and, you know, they start off with that harmonica.
Right.
Everybody in the car is acting like they're playing the harmonica part of that song.
God, you guys were goofy.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say gay. So I guess that's better.
Well, it's not wrong.
Considering I've met y'all, right. I know how goofy you are.
Let's get to the beer tasting.
Beer tasting.
Please. Yeah. Let me go to the moist satchel.
Ugh.
Yuck.
Gross.
Okay, this is a very large can. Hannah Claire, you said that this place doesn't call it a growler. They call
it it's a crawler.
A crawler. But they are called growlers.
Yeah.
But that place calls them crawlers.
I guess. Because you can crawl to the beach with it? I don't know.
I don't know. It's a can versus...
It's a huge can.
Versus a glass bottle.
This looks like huge cans.
Yes. I've heard that about you.
This looks like one of those things that you would drop in the ocean that would blow up ships or something.
Yeah, right.
One of those sea mines or something.
Right.
Looks like it would sink a whale.
Yeah. So anyway, tonight's offering comes from Mad Beach Brewing, located at 12945 Village Boulevard in Madeira Beach.
Yes, right there in John's Pass.
Yep. Let's see. Let me go ahead and open the can. Oh, boy.
Come on now.
Okay. And let's see. Tonight's brew is called Cocoa Sidra.
Cidra.
Cocoa Cidra.
Sidra. Cidra.
Cidra's a Pokemon.
What are they doing?
Do we have the glasses?
Cocoa Cidra.
Hey.
That's what I
have. I'll be bumping my microphone.
You have two?
Uh-oh. Give me a big cup. That's
okay. I was going to say, does somebody need a big cup?
Empty out your water cup.
Go ahead and fill Ty's.
Oh, look at the color on that. It's almost clear.
Well, it's
Ooh, look at that.
It's a cider. It's not a beer.
Ooh.
No, I get the
I
cup.
I like it.
I want the cup.
Oh, no.
You're stealing my cup?
I'm stealing your cup.
My Han Solo cup?
Yeah. Hannah's going to be falling out of the chair.
No, it's really good. I've already tried it.
Oh, it smells delicious.
All right, now, Hannah, you said that it has coconut in it?
Yes, it's a coconut cider.
All right, we have tried a bunch of them on the show.
Mm-hmm. They're all grapefruit.
And most of them are grapefruity. But this one, all right.
Try this one.
Have you
this
tried
one
it?
Is, oh my God.
Yeah, oh, I love it.
Wow.
Oh.
This
is
the best one we've had.
Yes. Okay. This one is dangerous.
This could be very dangerous.
See, you need to take my requests on these beers because that pear apple cider, too, that pear cider, that one's amazing.
This has really got a good coconut flavor.
This one's great. Ty, take a good sip.
I think this is the first one that I've actually liked.
Yeah, good sip because it's got a great aftertaste.
Yeah, it does. It's not bad. It's not heavy at all. You would think that maybe it would be kind of syrupy, but I'm not getting
that. I can't tell. It's like it's a cider. So is it apple-y?
No.
Or is it just coconutty? It's just coconutty. Yeah.
This one would hurt you.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, the color is basically clear.
Clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and what's the alcohol content?
The alcohol content is only 5% by volume.
Only 5.
Well, only 5. When I was there... Mm-hmm. The crawler was marked at, it was like $19.99 to take home the crawler of it because apparently they cooked it too long last time.
Yeah.
And it was 0.9%.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. She said when someone would order it in the restaurant, they would serve it to him in like this tiny little glass.
They don't call that the crawler. They call that the crippler.
Yeah. The crippler. Right. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But they perfected the recipe and it's back down to nice
good.
0.5.
I love
this.
Yeah.
That was really good.
What does it remind me of? It reminds me of something.
I don't know. Maybe me.
Uh-huh.
I think it's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Clear and coconutty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that reminds me of you. Yeah, it says that it pairs best with sunsets, shrimp, and sunscreen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Well, listen.
I just funny stole guy. Ties.
If you want to try it, if you want to try this beer called Coco Cedra.
Definitely try
go
this
to
beer.
Mad Beach Brewing, which again is located at 12945 Village Boulevard in Madeira Beach, which is basically John's Pass. Yeah. Village.
Yes.
Very good. Yeah. You're going to take me to John's Pass tomorrow.
I might.
Oh, man. And you guys are going to like the place. The inside of the place is
I've
really
seen commercials
cool.
And it looks like it's fun.
Oh, it's cool. There's a whole school bus in there.
No, where in John's Pass is it?
Do you remember where that pizza place that I worked at for a second was?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's there.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I think so.
I think
it's
there.
Is that place big enough? How big is this place?
But more to the left more. Because there were technically two places up there.
Mm-hmm.
There's the pizza place when you go up the stairs all the way to the right.
Right.
And then there was technically another place, but it wasn't ever really open to
so
the
it's
left.
It's upstairs.
Is Overhead Surf Shop still there?
Yeah. It's in the next stair set.
Okay. I get
staircase.
That.
Staircase.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's like three staircases.
Right.
So
it's
not
more,
the first one, it's the second one.
And there's a new elevator now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because that old elevator was kind of scary.
Yeah, it was a little...
it was like a closet.
Yeah.
So it's at the north end of John's Pass on the second floor.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So are y'all going to park at my house tomorrow?
In the middle.
Yes.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to. Cause
we might be sleeping over.
I don't know about that.
When I tried to go, I drove around John's Pass 4 times. Mm-hmm. And I decided, screw it, I'm parking at Ty's.
Yeah, right.
And it's not worth parking in the garage. It's like 15 bucks.
Right, it's like 5, 10 bucks to park. It's like, no way.
And that's a scary...
It's kind of tight in there.
Right. Exactly.
It's tight.
And
tight. You know, I spent $74 at the Mad Beach place, mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you trip. Could make it home.
Yeah.
Right.
You weren't sleeping at Ty's.
No. Mm-mm. I had to walk it off.
Yeah, right.
I got a story here, and I just have written in the corner of my page, Monster Gator.
Monster
there was a story earlier Gator. In the week about this huge alligator that was caught and killed. And you said it was Lake Okeechobee?
It
or
was
up
in
that area?
Okeechobee, Florida, which I assume is somewhere close to Lake Okeechobee.
But what did, was that so. Some sort of farm?
Yeah.
Was it a gator farm?
The guy who caught it, yes. He has, it's on a farm, mm-hmm. And it's a gator farm, a hog farm.
Must be cattle farm.
And apparently a cattle farm as well. And the stories have differed.
Right.
As to how it all came down. But the gator that they caught was supposedly 15 feet long and right. 780 pounds. The thing was huge.
Well, yeah. I saw, the picture I saw was of it, you know, like hung up on a rope.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I saw.
And it was mammoth. And the guy had his kid, I think an 8-year-old kid, like kind of standing next to it. The kid wasn't even as long as the thing's tail.
Right.
You know, one of the things I heard is that if after they butchered it, that they were going to get like something like 200 pounds of meat just out of the tail alone.
Wow. Right.
Mm-hmm. And then they were also talking about, you know, how many belts and pairs of shoes and boots and stuff like that you could make out of the hide. I'm not a big fan of you know, hunting these alligators.
Yeah.
Especially one that's that size.
Yeah.
You got to think that this thing has been on this planet for a long period
right.
of time.
Yeah, they estimated he was about 100 years old.
You've got that's to think that he is time. He's earned his place, you know.
Definitely. Here.
Right.
I heard one of the stories say that they had to get rid of him because they had found something like 37 cattle carcasses in and near the water.
Well,
and they think
it.
He's to blame for it?
Right. But, you know, and you think about that.
He's got to eat.
He's got to eat, one.
Go to Checkers.
But, yeah, I don't think he can. But, we, you know, we also had a dog, Brady, get my dogs right, who, when he got older,
right.
he decided that the rules didn't apply to him anymore. You know, where he wouldn't he'd look right at you as he took the
right.
loaf of bread
off
the counter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I can't help but wonder.
So you're saying that because he was older that he kind of he felt like he was entitled?
Exactly.
Well, that he probably realized that he's a T-Rex and, you know, exactly. what are they going to do?
And,
well, when I saw that thing hanging up, it looked like a dinosaur.
Absolutely. And, you know, how much longer am I going to live?
Right.
Where he wouldn't have lived for 100 years if he had been eating the cattle all along.
I think it's amazing that some animals can live, and I'm looking through my stack here because I have another story about a giant tortoise.
Yes. Mm.
That is 185 years old.
I've wow. always wanted a tortoise.
185 years. How is that possible?
It will outlive you.
I know. I've always wanted one, like, you get one as soon as you're born and let it grow up with you.
Well, there you go.
Everyone tortoise.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Let me see.
When this, you're three, he's three.
This tortoise
mm-hmm.
yeah. Is
and
listed
as
the
grandchildren can have him.
Largest yeah. living, or not the largest, but the world's oldest living animal at 185 years old.
Nice.
Said wow. that it was hatched in 1832.
Wow.
mm-hmm. It lives on a British isle. It's called Helena, and it's somewhere in the South Atlantic Ocean. I guess it's like a British proper, what do they call it? British property?
Right.
Territory.
Territory.
Territory, that's what I mean. But, you know, that's amazing that these, like this alligator, would you say they estimated
about,
100 years
at
old?
About 100 years old.
And this tortoise, 185 years old. That's incredible.
Where do you buy tortoises?
You don't.
You
I'm
leave
about
them
to Google it.
Look, don't be SeaWorld.
I want a 21-year-old tortoise.
The picture that I saw,
it's
and
growing
I saw,
up with me.
I saw the article. I saw the article about the tortoise
friends.
In the Week magazine, and because of it of its age,
mm-hmm.
it was going to be visited by like some of the royal family.
Yeah.
So the guy who runs like the park, I guess, where this tortoise lives, was giving it its very first bath.
Mm.
He was like almost power washing
barnacles
thing,
off of it.
Getting like 185 years of goop off this thing.
Yeah, well,
great.
Mine would
I don't
be
think that's
a house
good idea.
Tortoise. So
and it was huge.
Clean.
It was like, I mean, it wasn't as big as a Volkswagen, but it was big. You know, it was big.
I don't know how Tilly's going to go
I
for
want
that.
A house tortoise.
A house tortoise.
We're not doing a house tortoise.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
I'd have a house tortoise.
Yesterday at work, I saw this like a black thing on the ground, and I was like, what the heck is that? And I went to go pick it up thinking it was like a piece of plastic. And as I got closer, it was like a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, probably, let's, how big was it? It was probably, I don't know, 6-8 inches, you know, they're oval shaped. So
like a dessert plate?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
And it was backed in, had itself backed into like the mulch. And it was laying eggs. But I was thinking,
man.
Well, don't they, I mean, how old, I mean, a turtle that size, how old must that be? You know, I mean, how it depends fast do they
on
grow?
The species, I guess.
This was like one of those soft shell ones that you see. Yeah. With the big long neck and the pointy nose.
Right.
Yeah. The mean ones?
The mean ones.
No, you wasn't mean. She was just like, look, man, I'm just trying to lay some eggs
here. I'm a little busy.
Yeah.
Get out of my mulch.
Move along.
Doing my thing.
Along. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Ty, do you ever have like a side job or something like that that you just dread doing?
Yeah. A lot of them.
All of them.
It's called life. Mm-hmm.
I ran into a situation this week where I was asked to do a side job. And I have pretty much stopped doing side jobs.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, and I've been really good about saying no. You know,
because you have to be.
Well, we have the show now, and I'm busy. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it takes a lot to put mm-hmm. this thing together. You know,
and it took you a lot of practice to say no.
Yeah, it did. And I guess I was caught at a weak moment.
Yes.
So I said, yeah, okay, I'll help. And basically, what I was doing, I had to hang an awning. A canvas awning on a second story window, right? So I meet the guy over where the awning has to go, and he says, I've got the awning, I've got everything, you just need to put it up. So I go over there, and he's missing, like, most of the parts.
Nice.
You know, three very crucial parts.
He's missing the tarp. Yeah. The tarp is there, just nothing to hang it with.
Well,
here, nice. Put this up.
The situation was... the person who lived in the house was selling the house, but it's a condo.
Right.
And the people in the condo association were not going to allow her to close unless she put the awning back up. You know what I'm saying? So she's desperate. She's from Canada. She doesn't even, you know, she's not even in town. Right. So she's got this guy who's acting as the liaison, you know, hooking me up to try to get this thing done. So I go over there and I look at it and I'm like, well, you know, what am I going to do? And he's like, well, just see what you can rig up. You know, and I'm thinking, no, you can't just rig it up.
I got some duct tape.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. And it's like a hostile environment because the next door neighbor didn't like her. And, you know, he's not going to, and he was, you know, mad about the awning being down anyway.
Oh, goodness.
You know,
just all the drama.
Yeah. Condo crap.
So anyway, I run into the guy who hired me and I said, look, you know, I can't do it. You got to have these parts. Otherwise, you know, what am I going to do? Duct tape it up? You know,
yeah, right.
Gonna do it. So he goes and gets the parts. He went and got the parts. And I'm still dreading it just because of the hostile environment where I got to do it. You know, I'm like, I'm trying to be so stealthy. And, you know, I got an extension ladder to get me up to the second floor. And it's like, you know, they make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, my God, any minute, this guy next door is going to come out here and give me a bunch of crap. You know. But he never did. I was victorious.
Yes.
I got it up. It took me an hour. I got paid.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I got paid good money.
Nice.
But, man.
And the whole time you're thinking, I will never do this.
Yeah, this
why?
Is it. This is
why?
The last time.
This is it. Yep, why did I do this?
Will not do it again.
See, you can't be nice.
No. And you know what, Ty? You are right. And I have become very grumpy.
I've been so good about
that.
Saying no, though. I mean, for like over a year.
Right.
I mean, I could have so much side money.
Yeah.
But I don't like to get involved with those people.
Yeah.
Right.
Just
because they
don't want to pay you what you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They think because they know you that they can pay you less. You know.
Try to get you to come in at all hours.
Right.
Yeah. And then they're the first ones to bitch when there's something wrong with it.
Yep. Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. The word no is very powerful. Mm-hmm. Some people, though, you tell them no.
Right.
And they think you said yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you'll be here at what time?
So, and you reiterate and reiterate.
No.
No. No. No. But I'll, no. Don't, just stop talking.
Yeah.
No.
When I go to work, I do nothing but my job.
Yeah. Well.
And that's how it's going to be.
Well, that's, I mean, look, if you're at work and there's something that's needed work-wise.
Right.
Then you should participate.
The confines.
Well, see, even that, I'm over
extra.
That now, too. Well. You know.
If it's a situation where you feel like you're being taken advantage of, definitely don't do it. Because I've run into situations like that at work as well. It's like, look, I don't even work for this part of the building or the association or anything. You know, you have your own people over here. I don't need
you
to be,
need to handle
have any
it.
Part of it. You know, so.
No, I've gotten kind of mean.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be.
I guess. I don't like it. It's not what I ever aspired to be, was mean. But
right.
I'm getting pretty good at it.
Yeah, you're mean.
I am mean.
Yeah. Tygen, I don't know if you've noticed because you don't live here in the house anymore, but if you go outside, by the time we finish the show, it should still be a little bit light outside.
Yeah, you'll still be able to see.
You got to look at the neighbors that are behind us.
Yeah.
For how long, honey? For 2 months?
Since just before Valentine's Day, Hannah, what did you finally see the other day since just before Valentine's Day?
Duffel bag or something.
The neighbors have
what?
The neighbors have over. Now we look at the back of their house,
right?
So on the back of their house, on the flat part of the roof, there's a duffel bag up there.
Is that where they're keeping the money?
I have no idea.
Can I go find out?
It's been up there so long. It has like this bright floral print on it. It's been up there so long that it's faded.
That's an ugly looking duffel bag.
It is.
It's not very big either.
And no.
It's kind of small.
Well, Mom and I are dying to know what's in it.
When I first saw it, when it first went up there, it was very bright, color-wise, pink, or, you know, whatever. And I thought for sure that they had a camera in it. And I was like, why do they have a camera?
Oh, you thought it was like a surveillance camera?
Exactly. Into our backyard. And the fact that it hasn't moved.
What are you trying to see in our backyard?
I don't know, but I go out and I wave to it every day just in
case.
Oh,
that's good.
Now, who's the nut job now? Hey, you're waving at a bag on a roof.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, my God. Man. I got to get this on film.
Yeah, right.
Where's the
we
GoPro?
We need the camera.
Hi.
You're out there waving at the bag.
In my pajamas.
And our neighbors across the lake are watching.
And you do this every morning?
On the inside of their house.
A lot of mornings.
Do they still have the parrots over there?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Now tell me when you start talking to the bag. Then I'm going to be really concerned. Yeah, right. Good morning, bag.
No, but it has been driving me crazy.
Yeah.
To the point, a week or so ago?
Yeah.
We were outside, and I was like, okay, it's still there.
Right.
It doesn't look like anybody's home.
Mom's trying to convince me to climb the fence and go get the bag off the roof, right?
Do you have a ladder?
No, but I'm looking.
We got one at my house.
I have a ladder, but I'm looking over the fence, and I'm like, man, can I really do this? Because now I'm like dying to know what's in the bag, you know?
Gotta know what's in the bag.
So, I'm looking, and then all of a sudden, I see her, the girl that lives there, on the back porch. It's like, oh yeah, that would have been cute.
That would have been cute.
Yeah, great.
Real cute. Me with my leg, you know, hung
halfway
up over.
Halfway over.
I'm just stretching.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Just stretching.
Have you seen my Frisbee?
Yeah.
I think my Frisbee's on your roof over by the bag.
I'll get it. Don't worry. I'll get it.
You want me to get that bag down?
Let me see what's in there too.
I'm dying to know what the story is with the bag on the roof.
Like a Breaking Bad situation? That's their roof pizza?
Right,
yeah, right.
Well, you know, they've got that sketchy old RV.
Yeah.
Yeah, the meth lab.
The meth lab, you know, so it's like, okay.
Yeah. I want to go over there anyway because I want to check out those birds. Those birds are a riot.
Oh,
yeah, one of them, I've seen one of them. One of them's like bright red and black.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I've seen one that's like neon green.
Oh, really? No, yeah. I've seen that a while.
Yeah, see, I've never seen the birds.
Yeah,
these
it's like
birds
red and black.
Are hysterical. These birds will get in arguments.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's crazy. Shut up! You shut up! Shut up!
Yeah.
It's like, man.
And they like to yell at our dog.
At
white dog.
White dog.
White dog.
White dog.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
Oh, and Brutus can't stand it.
Yeah.
White dog. White dog.
The first time
dog.
I heard him, I thought there was a domestic, you know, situation over
here. Yeah, because they're like,
we need
yelling.
To call the cops.
Well,
yeah.
You know? Not that doesn't happen.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Well, that's why they're yelling.
Well,
that's
what's so
what
funny
they
is
hear.
Because the birds imitate
exactly.
their arguments.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know who Danny is, but he's an asshole.
They're
both Julio.
They're
now
both,
they're to go.
They're both named Danny.
Yeah.
It's Danny and Danielle.
Yeah, well, now there's a March.
Oh, really?
So, really?
Oh, yeah.
The plot thickens.
I heard. Or, I don't know.
Maybe it was the bird.
Maybe the bird was yelling at you.
And now let me tell you something. If you hadn't just told me that there's a Mark living over there now and I'd gone out and the bird started yelling my name, that's a little creepy.
Yeah.
One of them was yelling Mark the other night, so
right.
You were asleep.
Anyway, we're going to have to do a recon over there.
Recon.
Well, what if they listen to the show?
Come on. Right. Nobody listens to this show. Now they're coming over here.
No, now they're probably taking the bag down.
Yeah, right?
Ty, our one listener just fell asleep.
Night, Kevin.
No, I forgot Kevin listens. That's dying cool. to know what's in that bag.
Night, Dad. Night,
we'll
Sean.
Find it out.
Could somebody call and just let us know that you're still awake and listening? Yeah, and that brings me to this. We don't really have the capability to take phone calls, but we can try to wing it. I do have my phone in the studio, and if you do want to call, I will just put my phone on speaker, and I'll have to hold you up to the microphone.
We'll hope for the best.
But, you know, if at any time during the show anybody wants to call in, it's 727-804-5891. That's 727.
Well, I'm glad you gave out your number.
804.
Yeah, right.
5891. And if you want to call in you know, tell us anything that you're thinking about what we're talking about. Call in and tell us that Ty is terrible on the show, that we don't need Hannah.
Yeah. And, what's in the bag?
I'm a terrible host.
Tell us what's in the bag.
Yeah, call us and let us know what you think is in the bag.
Yes.
I think, and this is what I think, because they do argue a lot.
Yes.
I think she packed her bag because it has flowers all over it. And she said, that's it. I'm out of here. He snatched the bag and said, well, you're not taking this bag, and tossed it on the roof.
Because that's what he sounds like. Have you heard him? I've never seen him.
No, that's how the bird sounds when he talks.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, what if it's like 7? What if it's just like a head in there?
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Oh.
Let's not think.
It's been up there too long for that.
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, right.
Those dogs disappeared.
Oh. What about the pig?
Yeah.
They had the pot belly.
They've had a lot of strange things over there.
Chickens for
a
while.
Lot of strange stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what's in that bag?
We're going to have to investigate what's going on.
It's a whole feast.
Ty, don't you have night vision goggles or something? We can be doing some night recon.
I can't fully disclose that, but I'll see you around midnight.
Yeah. All right. On the new moon.
Yep. Okay, let me see. Now, I have a story about the pier.
Yes,
The
pier.
We talked about the pier last week, the new St. Petersburg pier that's called Pier Park.
Yes.
And almost every day there's a story or an article in the paper about it, about how things are developing. It seems like last week what we talked about was the fact that they were trying to bring the whole thing in under budget, so that they could save money, and we discussed that we'd like them to spend a little bit more money. I mean, if this is going to be such a focal point in the city, a city that has flourished downtown St. Petersburg, why go with something that's just going to be mediocre?
Right.
Let's make it a real showstopper.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think that would constitute as peer pressure?
Oh, aren't you funny? Oh.
Peer pressure.
One of the things that I said from the very beginning, and one of the drawings I saw, was that it was going to have like one of those huge Ferris wheels.
Mm-hmm.
They have one in Orlando. They have that one over in London.
Right.
As a matter of fact, a friend of mine who's an electrician, Mike, I was talking to him this past week. And he said that he just got back from London, and he went on, it's called the wheel, the big wheel is what they call it over there. And he said that he had to wait in line for about an hour and 15 minutes just to get on it.
Wow.
Okay. Mm. And he said it cost £25 a person, which in American money is about $35 a head.
Well, that's outrageous.
To get on. And he said each car holds about $400 or $500 worth of people on it.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh my
and
gosh.
He says the thing only stops long enough to let people on and off, and it runs pretty much all day. He says, can you imagine the money that thing generates?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's huge.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, how many cars are on that thing? And he couldn't remember how many it was. But you can imagine it's probably got 50.
Yeah.
At least 50.
Probably.
Wouldn't you think?
Oh, 50
cars. $500 a pop, you know, and he said that the ride was about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so every 10 minutes you're recycling
that. Those people.
Wow.
Think
and
of
the
money that could bring
from
in.
From up there.
Yeah, the view, if they had that at Pier Park.
I'm going to get me a Ferris wheel.
You could look out at the Gulf, and then you could look back at the refurbished downtown St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be fantastic.
Yep. Fantastic. Ty's going to start a GoFundMe page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put it right in my front yard. Right.
Yeah.
There you go. Madeira Beach Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nice.
Some of the other articles that I saw about the pier this week were basically that the demolition is pretty much way behind schedule. And part of the reason is that the contractor that is supposed to be doing all the demolition, he owes his workers a ton of money. And they're like, no, we're not doing it until you pay us.
Oh.
And he owes like more than $100,000 to his employees. So I guess they need to get that straight. But then I also heard that, you know, when we were talking about them needing to spend more money last week, that they actually did approve.
The city council approve more money.
That's good.
So hopefully they can give some money to this contractor. He can get his people paid and then get the thing torn down.
Right.
Well, I mean, the building's torn down. Just the pier itself is still there.
Right, well, that's a little bit harder to do. I was going to say, he'd throw me a grand and a sledgehammer. I'll go vent on it.
Yeah.
Good luck.
No, it's the, what do they call that? The approach to the pier is where they're at now.
Right. The approach.
The approach.
Mm-hmm. let's see. Where are we time-wise?
Who knows?
Does it really matter?
46 and a half.
Okay. All right. So you're
6:45.
All right. I just need, when I look at my clock, I just need to add 6 minutes.
Okay.
All right. So now I know.
Okay.
See? Not so bad.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Let's see. We've got a lot more things to go into. We've got a story about shacking up, Ty.
Uh-oh.
This is going to...
Is it about Shaq? Or...
No.
No.
Radio Shaq?
We have Stump the Chump to play.
Yes.
Do we have another game?
We do.
Last week we had a second game that we can play that in the second hour.
I didn't get paid for that game.
We're going to talk about the New Orleans Jazz Fest. And we're going to talk about movies again. We got all kinds of things to get to on the rest of the show. But let's go ahead and take a break. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Okay, everybody, we are back, and like I said before the break, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. You can listen to our show every Friday night from 6 to 8.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell
all your friends.
Live.
Live.
On RadioSaintPete.com.
We are doing the show right now.
Right?
Exactly.
No, well, actually, we're doing it then.
Yeah.
Because there's...
A delay?
Well, the present doesn't really exist.
I don't even know what you're doing.
Oh, goodness. No. Now he's getting all transcendental.
I just really want to make some mac and cheese.
Yeah, well, and Dad still has his pants on. So,
so far.
So let's go with that mac and cheese.
I know. I'm about to text Yuki. Start boiling some water.
In the kitchen.
Okay. And maybe next week, could we do like an NPR version where we're like really close like this on, and we talk where everything's really like close this.
Into the mic.
This just in, Warner Brothers is reportedly working on a new Speedy Gonzales movie. After hearing about it, Mickey Mouse said, wow, they are taking our jobs.
Okay.
Where's my
Bazing!
Wow. Oh, that one was bad.
Speedy Gonzales movie. How would that go?
Well, I mean, they're making an Angry Birds movie. So, yeah.
I love Speedy Gonzales.
Me too.
It was
always one of my favorite cartoons, but what if they didn't animate it? Just a big, fast mouse.
That would be frightening.
Big, fast Mexican mouse.
Big New York City rat running around.
And what if the guy that played Speedy Gonzales was that comedian Fluffy?
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
See him in a sombrero and a little tiny red shirt with his belly hanging out, but he was just faster than hell.
He just rolled.
That
in.
Would actually be pretty funny. You should get in touch with him.
What did he used to always say? Eba, eba.
Yeah,
right.
Beep beep zip bang. No, that was the other one. That was the Roadrunner.
What are you even saying?
Is that,
I don't know.
Is that
I've
really
had
what
too
he
much
said?
Of the coconut beer?
Yeah, right.
Hello.
He's not sharing.
Right. Okay, Tygen, you are no longer living in sin, and
you are not illegally.
What?
You are no longer violating any Florida laws.
Well, you don't really know that for sure.
No.
As of this week, it is no longer illegal to cohabitate in Florida, in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, I never cared because I'm a rebel.
Yes.
Rebel without a cause.
In a
what do
pink
you got?
Heavy metal shirt.
I'm a rebel against it.
Yeah. Says, Governor Rick Scott signed a bill Wednesday that immediately repeals Florida's 148-year-old ban on cohabitation. The previous law, enacted in 1868, made it a second-degree misdemeanor, punishable by up to 60 days in jail and a fine of $500.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You were really pushing the envelope that time, right, mister.
That would have been a cool one to explain in county.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I just wanted to pay rent.
Yeah.
Says the law made it illegal for a man and woman to lewdly and lasciviously associate and live together before marriage. So you don't have to worry about it anymore. Governor Scott, I guess one of the few good things that he's done is he has gotten rid of this antiquated law.
Yes.
Well, 148 years old.
I heard that he played Slender Man in the live-action movie. It was very cool.
He could pull that off.
Well, speaking of Governor Scott, I don't know if you heard the other day, he was in a Starbucks in Gainesville, and he ran into a woman. That,
with his car.
Who was displeased
very
with
displeased
him.
With some of his rulings and things like that, and she let him know it, even to the point where she said, Governor Scott, you are an asshole.
Oh,
hey,
you don't
like
care about
lady.
The working people, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Ah,
mm-hmm. Why don't you grow some damn eyebrows?
Yeah. And quit bugging your eyes out. The lady's name is Kara Jennings. She is a liberal activist and former Lake Worth City Commissioner.
Oh.
When she saw Governor Scott in the Starbucks, she was compelled to give him a piece of her mind. So
I can see that.
Yeah. And she was very upset about his most recent rulings dealing with, I guess, healthcare services, things like that.
Okay.
And his only response and the things that he kept saying over and over again, he goes, what about we got a million jobs? You know, she's like, well, that doesn't mean anything if we don't have any health care.
She just kept going
on and on and on. Anyway, this girl was on the Mike Calta show today by phone.
Oh, so we couldn't get her?
No.
No.
We try. Our producer is not trying to book jobs for us or interviews for us yet.
Darn it.
Right. But
next week, Snoop Dogg.
She was very well spoken. Yeah. Very well spoken. Like I said, she was a liberal activist. She was very versed in things that are what she finds serious issues that concern the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So she was very good. And the thing was videotaped, obviously.
Right.
Oh, so it's all over somebody. YouTube now.
Oh, yeah. Within 24 hours, it had gone viral.
Right.
You can go on YouTube and see it. And, you know, she's just this little lady with a ponytail, and she's giving him the business.
You got to watch those little ladies with the ponytail.
At one point, I guess one of his aides, this woman, goes over and tries to, you know, stop the woman. And she said, "Hey, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him."
Nice.
You know,
I will not calm down.
Yeah. So anyway, I like that. Give him the business. He certainly does need it.
He's been scaring the children around here for too long.
Yeah, he was kind of a scary looking dude. Let's see. Boy, we still have quite a bit of stuff to go through.
Yeah. You were worried.
Well, I was worried. I always am worried if I don't feel like we have enough material.
Yes.
Why don't we go ahead and do Stump the Chump?
Okay.
Do we want to do a break first? We just took a break.
No, let's go ahead and do Stump the Chump.
Okay, and then we'll take a break.
And then we'll take a break.
Okay, where is my apparatus?
Where is your bell?
All right, now, Stephanie, is there a theme for tonight's Stump the Chump?
There is. I think this one's going to be fun.
Let's hope.
And rather quick. Oh, stop.
We've had some doozies lately.
Yeah, well, tonight's Stump the Chump is going to be...
You know, honey, the goal of Stump the Chump is not to make your family look like idiots.
Well, then maybe we should rename it. Look at my smart little angels.
Maybe we should all get a trophy just for showing up.
Yeah, exactly.
Ty, I'm going to give you this ceramic puppy that I have here on the desk.
Thanks for coming out.
Right. Oh, thanks for showing up. No, tonight's Stump the Chump is going to be airport codes. What? And guess the city they belong to.
Okay. All right. All right. Does everybody have their hooter, their ringer, their bell?
Yes.
Let's play Stump the Chump.
Okay. So when you book your airfare, when you book your ticket, you're going from one airport to another. Mm-hmm. They all have a three-letter code. The first one that I'm going to ask you, the airport code is MOB, mob. Would you like me to give you the choices or you want to go ahead and try?
Well, I think it stands for Mobile, Alabama.
What? Yes.
I was going to say Chicago because, you know.
That was mob. One of my choices. All right. We'll give that one to Mark. Or.
Yeah, I got it right.
Yeah.
Pissing.
Okay. The next airport code is SAN. San. Mark.
Me.
Give it to Hannah.
San Francisco?
No.
San Diego?
Is it San Antonio?
No.
San Diego.
Yes. Did you cheat?
Yeah.
He's got a list over there. I saw him rubbish.
I've got plenty
papers.
Of lists over here, but it's not that one.
Okay,
he's
let's
just
see
an
if you
airport
can,
enthusiast.
Let's see if you can get this one.
I'm just going to sweep
Mr. Big Brain. The next one is BDL. Awfully quiet.
I tell you what,
I guess
guys.
That means you want me to give you the choices.
Now, wait a minute. BDL.
BDL. 3, 2, 1.
I might just
one.
Sit this one out. This one kind of seems lame.
Is it